You're listening to the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Hawks Football Show on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and at shoresportsnetwork.com.
One of my favorite guys to cover doing high school football the last couple of years is our guest right now. It is Joe Johnson, the freshman defensive back out of Manchester, New Jersey. One of the best games I saw last year, Manchester versus Central. What a battle back and forth. Joe is a huge part of it and expected to be a huge part of the Monmouth football program here over the course of the next couple of years. He has worked himself into the rotation, and as we say, a good evening here to the always very cordial Mr. Johnson. You are taking those wings for Liberty right now, leaving him on the table with those two guys. There is a pretty good chance that plate will be gone by the time you get back to your
seat. I'm just hoping there's a couple left. I let McClafferty have one already, so I'm going to keep my eyes on him.
Did you count them before you got
them? I should have.
Because those guys don't put the bones back. They just eat them.
They're almost done with theirs already, and I've eaten like two.
Yeah, so. You're in trouble, by the way. Good to see you again. How is freshman year of college going?
It's going great so far. Feels like I've been here forever already, and it's only been 2.5 months. But everything that's happened so far has been great. The coaches have welcomed me greatly, and everybody on the team has helped me come along. So I'm really thankful for everything.
A couple of things to go over. We don't have a ton of freshmen that come on, but it's a good time for you to come on because this past weekend, even in a loss to Bryant, you probably saw more playing time than you have from the beginning part of the season. So I'll ask you this first, and then we'll lead into some more game stuff. How was it the first few weeks not playing at all? Because you were, and I'm not trying to make you blush, you were a star at Manchester High School, and now you go to college, and you've got to relearn new system, new everything, and work your way into the rotation. And the first couple of games, plays weren't that easy to come by.
It's what you expect coming into college. It's the normal transition. You have to be ready to wait your turn. Everybody on the team has waited their turn to get their spot on the field. But as you said before, coming from a smaller high school where I was used to doing almost everything, it's definitely frustrating standing on the sidelines for watching the game, especially when you see some things out there. You're like, oh, man, I wonder what I could have done if I was in on that play. But like I said before, you just have to be ready to wait your turn. And then when you do get your opportunities, you have to make the most of them.
You know, Coach, one of the interesting things I think anytime any freshmen come to Monmouth or any other school is defensive back and maybe wide receiver is a spot that you could see young guys play quicker than on the offensive defensive line because there's not necessarily that strength adjustment that goes
right
on. Those are athletes that you're trying to get on the field. Where was Joe at the beginning of the season through preseason, first couple of games, to where he is now?
Well, Joe was doing a fine job, and in many times what I see in young players, particularly in those skill positions, it's not a matter of whether or not they have the skill set or the athleticism to play. It's more of a matter of them becoming comfortable in what they were doing in terms of the defenses, and in Joe's case, the coverages and the calls and the terminology. And a lot of times, while they are still learning the terminology and learning what to do, they appear almost tentative on the field because they don't have that such a great understanding that they can just cut it loose and react and play. And what I saw about midway through a preseason that Joe was really starting to get it. He was becoming more comfortable, and therefore he was playing much smoother. And that progress continued, and we got into the season. And I knew by game one that he was somebody that was going to be on the field for us at some point this fall. And now he's on the field, and we'll be starting on Saturday.
Joe, you know, there's not many freshmen that are seeing any time this year, just the way that the roster has kind of shaken out with a lot of experienced guys. Some of your classmates, look at you, you already got a smile on your face. You know what's coming. Some of your classmates, do they say, oh, how come why is he playing? What's so good about Joe Johnson? Why does he get to get on the field this year?
I was expecting you to ask something along those lines. It's funny because all the guys that I came in here with, I knew a lot of them coming in, and we've been friends for some time. So they like to bust my chops, walk around, you know, oh, he's too cool, he can't hang out with us, superstar, stuff like that. But it's cool because I feel like as one of the only freshmen that's playing, I have all the freshmen behind me. Like they all support everything that I do, and it's nice seeing them out there whenever I'm able to get on the field cheering me on.
You're like president of the class right now, right? I mean, you're the guy who's kind of carrying the torch for this class of, I guess you'd be what, 2016?
16.
The class of 2016. So a couple more questions for you. Kind of relate some stuff back to what you had done in high school. You were a two-way guy. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you played in the secondary, which is what you're playing now, but you had an unbelievable year last year, especially running the football. Mm-hmm. Do you miss playing offense?
At first, I missed playing offense, but now that I realize what I'm doing on defense and I'm a lot more comfortable, a lot more confident in the defensive secondary, I don't miss getting hit as much as I thought I was. I thought I was going to miss it a lot, but I see the big running backs, the big bruising running backs we have now taking hits every day in practice, going through these drills that I used to hate in high school. And I'm happy with the decision that I made, and I'm happy I'm playing defense.
And returning kicks was kind of a specialty for you in high school as well. I've noticed that you've made your way back to at least the next line behind the deepest guy.
Yeah,
so I'm waiting for you to just kind of say, I accidentally was drifting back and the ball just happened to come to me.
Yeah, you just have to keep working to get yourself onto the field. Eventually you'll get your opportunity. There was a play this weekend where the ball spun off short and it was going towards the sideline.
You were thinking about picking it up, weren't you?
Part of me wanted to catch the ball, but then my senses came in and it bounced out of bounds and that moment passed. But I know one day I'll get my chance. I'm just biding my time, and eventually I'll get my chance to go back to it.
You know, Coach, you and I have conversations, obviously, and about guys that are coming in. I know you were extremely excited to get Joe on a lot of levels. Local product, great athlete, probably someone that could contribute right away, which he's doing right now. But also, and this is not to in any means demean anyone who's on the roster, he is an extremely well-spoken and bright young man. He's majoring, if this is right, he's majoring in medical technology, and I've been at Monmouth since 1992. I didn't even know we had a major that was called medical technology.
Well, you know, Joe's an outstanding student, and one of the things, you know, aside from his ability as a football player and the type of young man he was that attracted us to him back when he was in high school, was his academics. He's an outstanding student, great in the classroom, great on the tests with his test scores, and you know, we knew we were getting the full package, and he's doing well in school here so far. He's made that transition successfully from high school to college. I just got the midterm grades this afternoon, as a matter of fact, and, you know, Joe's doing a fine job there. So, you know, he's the whole package. He's a true student-athlete. He's a great young man, and, you know, we're looking for great things from Joe.
Joe, does your head spin a little bit, I mean, at any point over the course of the last 2.5, 3 months? I mean, preseason camp, leaving home. You know, again, local guy, which when Monmouth does get obviously a good number of local guys, there's that extra media attention that maybe goes along with it. Trying to balance out now being a true collegiate student athlete, is it difficult?
It seems like the last 3 months have flown by. Like, I haven't really had time to sit back and think about everything that's happened. But I'm perfectly fine with everything that's going on. I like the pace that everything's moving. I'm out here doing what I love to do. I'm getting an education. I'm playing football. And I can't ask for anything more. It definitely flown by, though.
Let me ask you this. Your day as a college student-athlete compared to your day as a high school senior, do you just seem like you're always busy right now?
I didn't get to take a nap today. I think my whole senior year I took one or two naps a day for the whole year.
Sounds like a guy who put it on cruise control around January.
Maybe earlier than that. I don't want to disclose any details. But.
Joe, it's always good to see you. I'll make you a good deal, all right? Mm-hmm. We bring you on the show every year for the next couple of years. Even though this is Coach's show, I'm going to say if I get you one time to come take a class in the communication department, get out of that medical technology stuff, come over to Plangier, talk to some of the other guys, talk to McLafferty, he knows,
okay.
He's a calm guy, come over and have a little fun, maybe get you in class once or twice during the course of the next couple of years, but it is always great to see you. Always enjoyed watching you and talking to you during your high school career, and I can't wait to see the things that you're going to do the next couple of years here at Monmouth.
Thank you, and I'd love to take a class as long as it's not 8:30.
No, I don't like teaching 8:30 classes either.
Are you kidding me, Joe? This guy? Come on.
Are you kidding me? Joe, it's good to see you. They're still there.
Yes, thank God.
So
I didn't think they would be. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Anytime.
Thanks, Joe
Johnson, freshman defensive back from Manchester, New Jersey. We'll step out here. We'll take one more quick timeout. When we come back, we'll be able to talk some Monmouth University basketball. The head coach in his second year is King Rice, and he's going to come join us, give us a couple minutes, and update us on the Hawks on the hardwood right after this quick 60-second pause. You're listening to the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show on the Shore Sports Network.
Monmouth Hawks football fans can get the inside scoop on the team every Tuesday night on the Kevin Callahan Show, broadcast live from Jack's Goal Line Stand in West End and heard right here on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310. Matt Harmon and Coach Callahan recap the previous week's game and preview what's coming up, plus they'll talk with Monmouth players, coaches, and other guests. That's the Kevin Callahan Show, broadcast live from Jack's Goal Line Stand, Tuesdays at 7 on 1160 and 1310 and streaming live at SureSportsNetwork.com.
Great players span the test of time. Reliable, rugged, and always ready to go. Just like Chevy Silverado, the most dependable, longest-lasting full-size pickups on the road. And because the best players know coverage is key, Silverado is backed by the coverage of a 100,000-mile, 5-year transferable powertrain limited warranty, whichever comes first. That's 40,000 more warranty miles than Ford F-150. Find out more at ChevyOffers.com. Dependability based on longevity, 1981 through July 2010. Full-size pickup registration. See dealer for details.
You're listening to the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Hawks Football Show on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and at shoresportsnetwork.com.
We'll finish things up tonight as we normally do with a look ahead to this week's game against Duquesne. Monmouth will head out to the Pittsburgh area and take on the Dukes. That is a 12 o'clock kickoff, a little bit of an early start coming up this weekend, so we'll be on the air at 11:45, myself and Eddie Iacopinti. The time has come to bring on the basketball coach now in his second year, a grizzled Monmouth veteran now in his second year of being the Hawks head coach. He is King Rice, who, boy, you've been all over the place today, huh, Coach? Media day up at the new Barclays Center in Brooklyn. First of all, how we'll get into the preseason poll, and we can talk about all that, but how is the building?
The building is incredible. It's huge. I mean, we stood up there and just looked, and it's like, man, I hope we get to play in here someday. But it is outstanding, state-of-the-art building.
You know, unfortunately, I was saddled with my teaching duties. I wasn't able to make it up there, but I watched a good portion of it. It looked like the league, and you can certainly speak to this, the league is trying to do everything they can to bring some attention to the basketball season. You know, the new NEC Front Row, which works for all the sports, but doing something like they did today, Media Day at the Barclays Center, kind of really highlights the basketball season on both the men and the women's side.
Well, I thought it was outstanding. I think the NEC has done a great job of trying to promote us, and by jumping the season off at the Barclays Center, everything's brand new. Everybody wants to get in there right now, and our season got kicked off the right way in a brand new building.
You know, it might not seem, since you came and took the job over a year ago, that the whirlwind has ever stopped. You know, you come in, you got to take things over right away. You want to change the direction of the program. I think that if I asked you if you thought last year was successful, I think you'd probably say yes and no. 10-8 in the conference, 12-18 overall. But a lot of guys back this year. And after you saw the poll come out, and I know the preseason poll is the preseason poll in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't mean anything. All you coaches don't really know who you're supposed to be voting for anyway. But Monmouth got picked 7th, which I think for at least media people may have been a bit of a surprise. Your take on it?
Well, our kids have worked extremely hard. Last year we were picked 10th, and we made it up to 5th or 6th. And I thought that was a fair pick at being number 7. Obviously, I feel like we'll finish higher than that. But we have a lot of teams returning a lot of players. LIU has everybody back. Robert Morris does. Wagner does. So those teams were going to be picked at the top. Quinnipiac beat us pretty soundly in our building, so I figured they would be in front of us. St. Francis, New York, finished 4th or 5th last year, so I figured they'd be in front of us. And then Sacred Heart, I think we're pretty close with them. And because they had us down late in the game at our place, I could see why teams picked them 6.
Coach Callahan, I know when we had Coach Rice on the show last year, kind of, you know, getting used to everything, and I know you were so impressed with him as a potential guy to take the basketball program over. What changes have you seen in him from his first year as a coach to now just about set to start his second year?
Well, I think, you know, the thing that I noticed about Coach Rice and his entire staff is that, you know, they're tireless workers. You know, they hit the ground running. They covered all the bases. They crossed all the T's, dotted all the I's. They were visible on campus. They were involved with the student body. They're very involved with the players on their team. And I'm not talking about just on the practice floor, but every day, all day, checking on classes, having them over to the office, watching film, meeting with them, checking up on them. It's a constant 24/7 type job that they're doing, and I think what we're seeing is a much different basketball team. I think we'll see a big difference from last year to this year, and I think that, well, last year was a transitional year in a lot of ways for a number of the players to get used to the way things were going to be done and the way Coach wanted them done. I think he's got all of the players on board now, and now we're going to start seeing them elevate their level of play. And I've just continued to be very impressed with the job that Coach and his staff are doing.
Do you guys, the two of you, do you sit down and say, let's try to come up with an unbelievably difficult non-conference schedule? Because it's been the mark of the football program the last couple of years. And now in the second year for you, Coach, it's been your mark as well. Last year, Virginia Tech in the NIT preseason tip-off. You had Rutgers. You had North Carolina. You had Vandy. You had Harvard. This year, Syracuse, Maryland. You'll start off the year early on in the Coaches versus Cancer Classic with Notre Dame, not to mention Villanova coming here to Monmouth, and Hofstra among the other teams that will play the schedule. I mean, isn't there any like, hey, let's take the trip out to Hawaii and play one of those schools and try to get a win early on in the year?
Well, everybody's looking at it and they think that I'm crazy. But I was there today when I heard about Jenny's schedule. So the women, you can throw Jenny in there also, because they have a very tough schedule. But when I had the opportunity to get this job, I thought the best way to build a program is to play any and everybody. I remember when I was a player and Calipari got the UMass job, he said, I'll play anybody anywhere. And when you do that, you're trying to move your program forward. Last year, playing at North Carolina was a fun game for our kids, even though we lost, but we outplayed them in the second half. Vanderbilt, the same thing. That was Jesse's coming out game where he just outplayed their point guard, so that gave him a lot of confidence. I think it's the way to go. Some people think, oh, just schedule to get wins, but I thought that by playing a tougher schedule would help our kids have a better NEC conference, and I think it worked that way. And now this year, this is just who we are. We want to challenge people, and the fun part will be when we can get someone to come in our building outside of Villanova, because Jay Wright is the best by doing that. But we want to get other teams to come in there and have them take a chance to come into the smaller guys' arena and play us.
You know, I agree with you, Coach. You know, and I think I follow that same and always follow that same type of scheduling philosophy. I think you need to play those games. That's why the players on our teams, you know, want to play college athletics, football or basketball, is to play with the best that you can put on the schedule for them. And I think it helps you develop as a team and as a program. It helps the guys develop as players. And when it comes time for the tournament, when it comes time to go to postseason, you don't want the first time that your guys are exposed to that level of competition to be in that first game in the postseason. You want them to be exposed to it early on so they say, okay, fine, we're in the postseason. We've played guys like this before. We're ready to go. And I completely believe that that's the way to go.
Coach Rice, let's talk about tomorrow a little bit, give you a chance to kind of pump up a little bit what's happening tomorrow. Mac Madness is what it's called. Why don't you explain to the listeners a little bit? I know there's promotional material all over the place, but firsthand, for those who want to show up tomorrow, what will they see take place in the Mac?
Well, first off, it's a fun night for our kids. It's a way for us to introduce our teams, Jenny and I, to introduce our teams to the public. And it's kind of a time for the kids to make fun of the coaches. I always thought that was dangerous doing that, because they can really pick on me and I can't do anything about it. So I think they become creative in finding ways that they can dig the coaches and give them a hard time. It's probably the only time during the year that they get to do that. So I think it's fun for them. For the fans, you'll get to see a lot of dunks. You'll see a lot of three-point shooting. I heard that there's going to be a dance contest. That should be fun.
Will you in it?
Are you in it?
Well, they're trying to get me to come up with a routine, and I told them maybe. There is a chance that I'll shake a leg or two. Last year, I felt like I jumped out there and danced, and a lot of people laughed at me. So if I do dance this year, it will be, I'll be ready.
You've been practicing. It sounds like he's been practicing, Matt.
Well, I got a
I'm gonna have to ask
11-month-old and an 11-year-old, and they keep me pretty hip. So, you know, I got a few moves.
All right.
Well, we'll look forward to that. I think it starts tomorrow. Fans can start showing up about 6 o'clock,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, about 6 o'clock they can come, and I think the festivities kick off right before 7. I know our guys, our players, have been working hard on a dance skit or two. And then I heard that the women's team has been working on one, and somebody told me that there would be a dance off, but I'm going to go with the women's team because I saw my guys dance and they can't.
Not good.
They're not good dancers. So maybe it will be a night where the coaches can laugh at the kids a little bit too.
Well, quick before we, let you go, let's talk a little bit about some of the guys on the team this year. You know, kind of, I think, an interesting roster makeup. Sort of anyone who has a junior next to their name, it's a mix of a good number of returning seniors and a lot of young guys, a lot of sophomores, a lot of freshmen. But some of the older guys, just like you did last year, you leaned on some of the older guys. But now senior years, Deion Nesmith, Jesse Steele, Gary Cox is back. You have Ed Waite. You have Marcus Ware kind of gearing up for another year. There is a good group of core guys who I'm sure would love to see Monmouth go from here on one level to back up to the top of the NEC.
Well, that's their goal. And we kept those young men here for the whole summer, and they put in a lot of time. They really have worked extremely hard from right after the season. So they definitely have plans on moving up in the NEC. Our goal is to win the regular season championship. I do think we have a great mix of guys, returning guys and new guys. And they're really pushing each other. They're really pushing each other. And I've talked to Coach about it. You still get nervous because the season's getting closer. I'm not sure what's going to happen when we're in front of a different colored jersey. But I think our guys have put in enough work in the weight room, on the track, on the court, that we're in position to have a very good season.
The season this year starts on November 1st with an exhibition game against Lemoyne, and then we'll open up here at home in the MAC in West Long Branch on Friday, November 9th against Hofstra before a long road trip gets underway. Notre Dame Rider, and then three down in Atlanta in the Coaches versus Cancer Classic. You can have an opportunity to see Monmouth play home games in the non-conference slate against Hofstra, against Lafayette, against Navy, against Villanova, or make road trips to places like Syracuse, Maryland, and Fordham before the conference schedule gets up and running in the beginning part of January. Coach, real quick, final question before we let you go. Another good year in store, you think, for the NEC as an overall conference and an overall league?
Well, I think our league is getting better daily. I think our league needs to get more respect because we have a team that's won it twice and made it to the tournament. Andy Toole at Robert Morris has all his guys back. Wagner has a great team. I think our coaches are underrated. We have some very, very good coaches. Coach Bike at Sacred Heart has over 500 wins. That means he's been very good for a long time. So our league is exploding, and I think that you'll start seeing us knock off some of those big boys that we play, and also the other teams knock off some of those big boys that they play. So I'm excited to be a part of it, but I'm definitely excited to be the Monmouth basketball coach because I think it's the time we're going to start moving closer to the top.
Second year head coach King Rice, good enough to give us a few minutes here on the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show. Again, MAC Madness tomorrow. Hawks pick today, 7th in the preseason poll. We'll be able to talk about some other Monmouth sports in the next couple of weeks here on the show. Coach, always good to see you. Thanks for giving us a couple minutes.
Thank you for having me. And Coach Callahan, it's always great to be here with you. And you know that we are on your side, brother. We are pulling for you every Saturday.
I know that. Thanks for coming on, Coach. Appreciate
All right.
it.
See you soon.
All right.
That is King Rice. Again, you can get a fun look tomorrow at the Hawks as part of MAC Madness. 6 o'clock start over in the MAC. Coach C, I will say, a couple of minutes to go here. We will not take another break as we've got about 2 minutes to kind of do a quick little preview on Duquesne. Duke's coming into their game with Monmouth off of a win last week. They are 3-1 in conference play, 5-2 overall. We talked about Larry McCoy and what a talent he is running the football, but he's not all that Duquesne has on the offensive side of the football.
No, they've got a very talented quarterback, Sean Patterson, NEC Player of the Week from last Saturday's game. The all-conference quarterback in 2011, big left-hander, very accurate, has some fairly good receivers to throw to, transfer from Ohio State, or from, I'm sorry, from Montana State at the receiver position. And when you combine that with Larry McCoy and his power running and just the brute way he runs with the ball, they've got quite an offense. You know, on the defensive side, they've got they're doing a terrific job. Their linebackers are probably the outstanding players of that unit, led by linebacker Dorian Bell, the transfer from Ohio State.
They are 3-0 so far this year at home. Come off a big win last week, not just offensively but defensively, 35-3. They knocked off Sacred Heart in Pittsburgh. Making this long road trip, and it is a long road trip. I mean,
it is.
Short of Robert Morris, it's the furthest. I mean, Robert Morris is just a little bit more
right.
West than Pittsburgh is. Does this trip come at a good time, you think, for your football team?
I think it is, and it does. And I think it was maybe Pat or Mike who said that, you know, it might be good just to get on the bus and kind of be all together and take that 6.5-hour ride out there and go out and play a game. I think that might be what we need right now.
How about as the season kind of hits the last stretch, the last third, four games left, two on the road, two at home. The two on the road, both are out in that area. Duquesne this week, Robert Morris next week. I know you feel like your team still has enough, and again, it's one game at a time, I understand that, but getting this first one could really put your team back on track for maybe a great season in the last 4 weeks.
It definitely is, and I think that this game against Duquesne is kind of the cornerstone or the keystone, if you will, to the last four games of the season. A win out in Pittsburgh this week, then we return home for two games, Central Connecticut and St. Francis, and then go out and finish the season west of Pittsburgh at Robert Morris. So I think this is a key game right here, and I think our guys will be ready to go.
Coach, great lineup of guests tonight. Well put together.
Well, I did my best. They did a great job. You know, the more guests I have, the less I have to talk about last week.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully next week we'll save tons of time to talk about this Saturday's game with Duquesne.
Gotcha.
Coach, always good to see you. I want to appreciate and thank the guests for swinging by. Pat O'Hara, Mike McLafferty, Joe Johnson, and the Hawks head basketball coach, King Rice. Mac Madness tomorrow. Hawks and Duquesne squared off on the gridiron on Saturday afternoon. Our good buddy Phil Harding in the studios of 1160 1310 WOBM AM. For Kevin Callahan, I'm Matt Harmon. Say so long from Jack's goal line stand to the West End. You've been listening to the Kevin Callahan Mama Football Show on the Shore Sports Network.
You've been listening to the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Hawks Football Show on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and at shoresportsnetwork.com. Join us again next Tuesday when we broadcast live from Jack's Goal Line Stand in West End and talk Hawks football. For more on your Monmouth Hawks, visit gomuhawks.com and shoresportsnetwork.com.